It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Coming up,
why Apple Watch users are starting to receive funny looks. Details ahead.
Spend lots of time on your device, then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. One of the most popular items of the year was the Apple Watch, and with the rise of this new gadget came the rise of the nose tapper. And Wall Street Journal reporter Dai Wakabayashi has the statistics to prove it, and he joins the Tech News Briefing right now. Welcome, Dai.
Hi.
So I really love this story about the Apple Watch. And what I really love is the fact that we actually have statistics that break down exactly how many people have either used their nose on their Apple Watch touchpad or wanted to. What did you find in terms of what's going on there?
I was really surprised at the high number of people who actually have used it. In the Wristly survey, where they surveyed 1,040 people, they got 46% of people saying that they wanted to use that they do use their nose to manipulate their Apple Watch, and 28% said, "Oh, I hadn't thought of it, but I would like to try it." So to me, that shows a really high percentage. I mean, I had never thought of it, and I got to say, in reporting the story, I tried it a few times, and there are instances where it is convenient.
Right, and it's precise. I understand a nose can account for quite a bit of precision there.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's obviously not as good as your finger, but I think compared to something like your elbow, which is another thing that, you know, people say they've tried to use,
right,
the nose is a little bit more precise. What I found a little bit difficult is, you know, you're kind of looking down, and so you end up being cross-eyed to try to figure out where you're touching with your nose.
Right.
And so if the icons are very small, while it is a little bit more precise, you do end up tapping the wrong thing from time to time.
Just to have some fun with this, what are some other, okay, let's say, you know, your nose is a good plan B. What's a good runner-up for plan C?
I think elbow is something that people say they've used.
Okay.
The other thing that people say, the way the Apple Watch works is if you cover up the screen turns off.
Uh-huh.
And so people have said, oh, I use my cheek to turn off the screen, which is not quite the same thing as, you know, using it as a kind of input device, but to use it as a way of turning off the screen. You know, one person said to me, well, you know, this is the appendage I can use in public that won't get me arrested. So, you know, you can imagine what other things people might have had in mind.
Absolutely. That's hysterical. So what other scenarios have popped up? Like, obviously, you know, if your hands are full, that's one scenario in which, okay, I got to use something else. How do other things come into play, such as, let's say, the weather?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously if your hands are full, but, you know, if it's very cold out and you have gloves on and you don't have those new kind of gloves with the kind of electronic tips for using touchscreens, you know, the nose is kind of a nice thing to use. Also, a lot of people say, you know, you're cooking or something and your hands are really dirty. You don't want to touch your brand new Apple Watch screen with your dirty hands.
Right.
So you might be more prone to use your nose. Also, wet hands. The screen is not as responsive when your hands are wet.
Mm-hmm.
So people do tend to use their nose when their hands are wet.
Do you feel like eventually it'll be, you know, someone's just, you know, tapping down at their watch with their nose? It seems like it could be a common occurrence one of these days.
I mean, I think in the future, like voice recognition and being able to control things with your voice will become a lot better.
That's
and a
true.
Lot more intuitive.
Right, right.
And so I think once that kind of thing is kind of more prevalent and more user-friendly, I think that the nose tapping might be a thing of the past that we laugh about how, oh, remember when we used to have to do this with our devices. And I think pretty soon we're going to get to a point where all we do is we say, hey, can you turn off the alarm? Hey, can you do this? And right. your watch will do it for you.
Right. Very, very fascinating story. Very funny. Di, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And I have a feeling there's a lot more nose tappers to be seen in the coming year. That'll wrap it up for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts for all of our latest updates. And follow us on Twitter as well at WSJ Podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.